stocks rose today as investors sense a major economic rebound. It's the Business News headlines for Thursday, the 7th day of May. Thanks for being with us. On the retail front, malls are opening and Neiman Marcus files for bankruptcy. Meanwhile, canned food is back, big time. Pizza is a COVID-19 hit, it would seem. Remember when we suggested the SBA loan program would be overwhelmed? Remember that? We've got the Wall Street Report. Also, no more free lunch in Silicon Valley. Plus, today, for the interview, constitutional law professor George Isaacson joins me to talk about online sales and collecting sales tax. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you once again, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. And yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, stocks gained today as investors sense a dramatic rise for the U.S. economy. But should they be so positive? The gains came even after 3.1 million more Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, bringing the 7-week total to over 33.5 million jobless individuals. But while jobless claims continue to rise, last week's tally was the lowest since shortly after the coronavirus was declared a pandemic. It's an example of it's bad, but it's not as bad as it could be. Meanwhile, COVID-19 cases have declined in hotspots like New York and California. However, it's now hitting rural states in the Midwest. In other words, optimism is a good thing, but I'll have the Wall Street numbers in just a bit. Simon Property Group, the nation's largest mall owner, is opening up their malls, but there are no crowds of people flocking to the stores. These and other reopened malls looked pretty different from their pre-COVID-19 selves. They've reduced hours, limited capacity, placed markers to enforce social distancing, and required shoppers to wear masks inside their stores. Also, play areas are shut down. In a related development, Iowa-based department store chain Von Maur said today that their stores will reopen tomorrow, the 8th of May, and will attempt to draw shoppers in by offering 30% off many items in the store. In other retail news, you might remember we had a story a couple of weeks ago when it was rumored that department store chain Neiman Marcus was considering bankruptcy. Well, that happened today. The 113-year-old chain, known for its high-end department stores, filed for bankruptcy, making it the second major retailer to do so during the coronavirus pandemic. The Dallas-based retailer has struggled to pay down $5 billion in debt, much of it from leveraged buyouts in 2005 and 2013. The pandemic has forced it to temporarily shutter all 43 of its stores and furlough the majority of its 14,000 workers. The company's filing comes just 3 days after mall-based apparel chain J. Crew filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy as well. Well, restaurants in many parts of the country have been closed down for weeks. Grocery stores are seeing a bump in sales as people are forced to actually, cook at home. And canned food is making a major comeback. For example, the Hannibal, Missouri General Mills plant that turns out cans of Progresso soup is still operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just as it was before the virus hit. It employs 1,000 people and is hiring to fill 50 additional openings. And they're not alone. Reports from canning companies all over the U.S. say that they're running at full production. Meanwhile, somebody has to make all those cans, right? Now take, for example, Silgan Holders. That's a maker of metal and plastic containers for consumer goods. It's got more than 50 plants across the country. The company that's based in Stamford, Connecticut, reported record first quarter earnings, in part because of a jump in demand for cans. Another big maker of food and beverage cans is Crown Holdings. They went into the year planning to increase production in the United States, and the virus has only added urgency to the effort. Crown's website lists 81 open production jobs at its 25 U.S. plants, some for a third production line being set up at a factory in Nicholas, New York. And somewhat surprisingly, acquiring the metal has not been a problem. Despite the tariffs the Trump administration placed on imported steel and other metals, steel prices have actually eased this year. Moreover, recycling provides can producers with a reliable resource. About 71% of steel can containers are recycled. That according to the trade group, the Can Manufacturers Institute. So, it is good to be in cans. As long as we're talking food, this bit of news suggests that pizza is doing just fine during the pandemic. Papa John's International says its pizzas and new flatbreads are, quote, flying out of its kitchen, end quote, during the month of April, and that drove record sales for the month. The company that's been around for 35 years said that April was its best month ever. In an earnings call, Papa John's CEO Rob Lynch said that March was tough because of the cancellation of things like March Madness, but by April, many folks were tired of cooking at home, and home delivery of pizza bounced way up. What's interesting is that even during the pandemic, Papa John's has continued to offer new products, including its flatbreads and jalapeno popper rolls. Yum. Several weeks ago, we reported that it would be just a matter of time before the SBA loan program would become an overwhelming task for those people doing the work. And today, that prediction proved to be correct. According to people familiar with the situation, the lending program for small businesses has been so overwhelmed by demand that it has significantly limited the size of loans it issues, while blocking nearly all new applications from small businesses. The Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program is a long-standing SBA program that's separate from the new Paycheck Protection Program, which of course has challenges of its own. Now, Congress gave the Disaster Loan Program more than $50 billion in new funding in recent relief bills to offer quick turnaround loans to businesses slammed by the pandemic. But by many accounts, it's failing spectacularly. After initially telling businesses that individual disaster loans could be as high as $2 million, SBA has now imposed a $150,000 limit without publicly announcing the change. Additionally, the agency has faced a backlog of millions of applications for the disaster loan program for the past several weeks. The SBA has been so overwhelmed by demand that it is now allowing only agricultural interests to submit applications as it works through its enormous backlog. SBA, by the way, declined to comment on the new loan limit. Well, the high point for Wall Street was the NASDAQ, clawing back its deep losses for the year as tech shares added to the recent strong gains and traders mounted bets on the U.S. economy's reopening soon. The tech-heavy index closed 1.4% higher as Apple gained 1%. Facebook, Amazon, and Alphabet rose as well. So far for this year, the index closed up by nearly 0.1%. Today marked the first time one of the major averages was up year-to-date since the coronavirus pandemic led to the closure of non-essential businesses, sparking massive layoffs and an historic market sell-off. The Dow also closed higher today, adding 211 points, or 0.9%. The S&P 500 gained 1.2%. Still, both averages are down more than 10% for the year. Stocks that would benefit from the reopening of the economy closed higher today, including Hilton Worldwide and MGM Resorts. Hilton rose by 1.6%, while MGM gained 7.3%. Carnival Cruise Lines closed up more than 5% higher, while Norwegian Cruise Lines gained nearly 8%. And finally, there is this. If anything defined Silicon Valley culture before the pandemic, it was collaboration. But when tech companies eventually filter back to their campuses, largely and likely in staggered shifts, it's probable that communal spaces which fostered that culture are going to be gone. Cubicles could be back, and the freewheeling buffet that became standard at many tech workplaces could now be replaced by boxed lunches. Some of the new perks on offer could include on-site COVID-19 tests, temperature checks, and masks. Google employees have already been told they cannot expense meals at home or repurpose unused budgets from things like canceled events or perks on fitness. So yeah, it looks like no more free lunch in Silicon Valley. Just a click away, a great conversation about online sales and sales tax. With over 12,000 tax entities out there, businesses that sell online can get sideswiped quickly. My guest is constitutional law professor George Isaacson of Maine, who has argued online sales tax issues before the Supreme Court. The problems and a solution are just a click away.